The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the Kingdom of Dorkness, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. With me, you know how it goes, it's Mr. Nick Ramirez to my side.
Hola.
We got Dogwater Dick in Studio B, all by his lonesome. And then here in the studio, some wonderful, wonderful nerd friends of mine, Brian Cowell and Jeff Jones.
Yeah.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Here we all are.
So I decided on my drive over here that we need to change the opening. I don't ask me again in a week, and I might have a different opinion, but I decided on the way over here.
In what way?
I don't know. Shake it up a little.
Like?
Do
you mean actual new music, or do you mean that you talk up the beginning, or do you mean?
Yes, all of it.
Fuck.
This is a conversation for another time, but I wanted to tell you right now when I remembered.
Well, we have to talk to
way
you.
Way to go. Just pulling back the curtain right at the top of the show, folks.
And I think we need new quiz music. We have had same quiz music since 2013. So
maybe we can have them do like acoustic style or something.
Hey,
or slow it down.
What do you think out there in the interwebs? Why don't you chime in and let us know on the Facebookery or hey, Brian, you listen every week. What do you think?
I'll write you some music for $20 an hour.
Even past
that
your bedtime?
That is not what we asked.
Yeah.
So, no,
what do you think? Do we need to change things up? You listen all the time.
I think it's a little long. I like the song. It's catchy, and I always sing along, but it's kind of long.
Oh, are you listening? Are you listening, Evan? Evan was always in for including the entire song.
Yeah, that's
all
a short
words.
Version.
He didn't like the short version and wanted the full thing, and I was like, for an intro, it's got to be short. And I thought that was, like, short enough.
Like, if you could, like, cut it to where it only was long enough for you to say what you needed to say and then stop, you know? I don't know. You need like magic.
You don't understand how bumpers work, Brian. Okay. No, Jeff, what do you think? You've listened to radio most of your life, I'm sure.
I liked it. I think it was great.
Okay, super.
So, but that's hearing it once.
But
we've
that's
done
the
it 200 times.
Yeah.
True. I'll go back and
quite literally.
A bunch.
Yeah, listen to 200 episodes and then tell us if we should change it.
Sure.
You know, and I remember when Don and Mike changed their theme song from Stop the Rock. When their theme song was Stop the Rock, it was the greatest moment of my life. Every day when that started, I got going so hard. That music would start and my blood would start pumping and I was so thrilled.
I have a mix CD that I made myself that is broken except for the very first song, which is Stop the Rock. And I play it every week when I drive over here. When I drive into, like, park my car, that song's ending.
God.
As loud as I possibly can to get all charged to come inside.
Best theme song ever. Yeah. And then I love, so we got to talk to, we got to talk to Evan.
Right, maybe we could talk Brian down, maybe with a little beer box party. He might be able to do it for a little less.
Yeah. Oh, but the beer box would cover up those adorable $20. Dimples of his.
Well, he doesn't have to wear one, but I will.
Okay. I agree.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
How was your weekend, Rory?
My weekend was great. I did a little gardening, spruced things up. Everything was living nice.
Accidentally shoot a guy.
And this morning, this evening, I got home from work, and half of it's dead in the blazing heat of today.
Oh, yeah, today was
despite the cloudy, overcast weekend, and everything's all thriving and nice. Yeah.
Always plant right before it's 90.
Yeah.
That's a good
Well, no,
good
I didn't plant anything new. I was just, like, fixing things, clearing up, deadheading, deadheading the basil.
Do you water in the morning?
Morning, lightly, and at night, more heavily.
Oh, I've heard that the plants are more happy to be watered heavily in the morning because they don't sit in the water all night. But I don't know if that's bullshit or not.
I'm lazy and I spray them all down so I don't want them to burn in the sunlight.
Yeah, never during the day.
And I don't wake up before the sun. Come on now, Rick.
No, but before the sun is at its zenith.
Yeah.
You don't wake up then either.
I think Rick's right. I think
no,
so.
I have to be at work at 8:30. I'm out of bed by 7:40. 45. I also got to play a couple shows this weekend. The final First Friday of Foxy Olive, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't have told you. I did tell you last week, as a matter of fact. If you're still interested, Jacob is still actively looking to book bands every night of the week between now and the end of July before he closes the bar. We had a great last First Friday with Glenn Osborne. It was a great time.
Awesome.
A lot of foot traffic came in after the ball game and had a couple drinks and checked us out. I got hammered, and I didn't leave owing any money, so I'm happy with that.
Awesome, man.
And then the next day, I all hung over, went and emceed with you.
That's right.
Monsters and Mermaids at the Morris Berner Hotel. A hell of a party, a little bit of the Playa on 4th Street.
Man. That felt a lot more like Burning Man this year.
Dude, they throw a fuck of a party over there. Seriously.
Oh, that was awesome.
It feels more like Burning Man than Burning Man.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind yeah. Of. I mean, and there's even the annoying, you know, Nazi rope tickets, badge scenario. You have to like it. You know, have to be vetted.
You have to wait in line just like at the – in the going to the event. Yeah. Yeah. Like, but, you know, for a while too. They're just all, and they just don't give a fuck either. They're just, I don't know and I don't care.
We don't know when it's time to let people in. Come back later.
Okay.
But once it got going, it was stellar. There was a lot of great DJs. There was a lot of great dancing. My favorite thing that I saw was Quirkus, the Quincy Circus. Quirkus. A bunch of kids in costumes, red, black, and white, Victorian skeletons, this Victorian wolf. And they had all these, like, tumbling acts and the guy with the marionette who was a girl dancing around and jugglers. And, I mean, it was intense shit.
Is it from Quincy or is it
from
reference
They all live in Quincy.
I thought it might be referencing to the Doctor Show with Jack Klugman.
Oh, my God.
No, they all live in Quincy, California, and came up here and were really nervous and had a blast and loved Morris. And they were fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just a really phenomenal. So please check them out on the internet. Quirkus. Quircus.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Hot Ladies Dancing with Fans, too. That was also really good choreographed stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of dancers.
We, after you left, got quite a number of compliments on how much people enjoyed our brief stints on stage.
Yeah? Our little lighter thief?
Yeah, people really dug the lighter thief, including the kids in Quirkus.
Oh, right on.
They all really dug your beatboxing.
Cool, man.
And who doesn't love a good
vampire
song?
I wasn't sure how that go. But I had that wrestling mask on. And Rory looked great, by the way, with your devil horns and your fucking red eyes and
drowned
shit.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And Nick's got his Mexican wrestling mask with big horns and it's furry like a gorilla. And
nobody would talk to me, dude. And I even said hi to my boss. I'm like, it's hi, it's me, Nick Ramirez. And he's just all, hi, yeah, what? And it's my girlfriend. And she's all, hi. And he's like, what does that guy want, you know? And I'm just saying, I saw him today at work, and I'm all, hey, you did a great set over there. He's like, you were there? And I'm all, yeah, I had the mask on. And the
dude, he
that
knows
was
you by sight and not by name.
And everybody, and whenever you walk up to people you know who don't know it's you, it's some weirdo guy in a mask. At a burner event where everybody's wearing all sorts of face paint and nonsense on their heads.
Yeah, you should just take advantage of it and like do things you wouldn't normally do.
He did.
Well, that's
on stage.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, Rick.
You should really just wear that for Lighter Thief.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I probably should. Well, or... I like to switch it up and wear other masks, too.
Sure. But, that should be your Lighter Thief thing, and you can be different. And
okay.
It's not like Nick and other bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're enjoying this coaching.
Necro Mirrors. That was fun. Good set.
Yeah, good time. It was a great party. Cheers to everybody at the Morris. They're celebrating, almost 2 years of being a thing now.
They've
done a lot, too.
Yeah, and they've helped really transform that end of town, for sure.
Totally, and then they also feed the homeless right next door all the time. And
right out of the kitchen.
Give them clothes and do all that stuff.
No, it's become an important part of that part of town.
It's really good.
Yeah. So
beautiful, man.
Upcycling old buildings instead of just tearing them down. Fucking A. So that was our weekend. What about you, Rick?
I went out of town to Santa Rosa and visited family and got to go to my cousin, my hot cousin, Jessica. You remember Jessica? Yeah, that there was a brief Greenville trip that involved biscuits and bacon and coffee.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to spit out my drink.
Biscuits and bacon. Yeah.
That's your cousin?
That was rad. No, my cousin is not biscuits and bacon. But she could be. She sent me a text before I left that said, I really can't wait to see you. And I'm all, oh, I'm mastering a record right now. And I can't wait to see you too. I'm just thinking about you and how excited I am to go there. And she wrote back, I thought you put masturbating for a minute. And I'm all silly. You can't masturbate a record. Well, you can, but no one will pay you. So I had a great time. She
Rick's text time.
And you remember Jessica. Jessica, there's always been pictures of Jessica in my house because I've got that great picture of her with
she's a drop-dead ringer for Barbra Streisand.
But in like a really hot 19-year-old way, not like
What's Up, Doc?
Today. Yeah.
Like,
what's up, Doc
Barbra
Streisand. And she's so upset that we talked to her about that. I'm like, no, it really is a compliment. It's not like Barbra Streisand is today. But she's got like
Not facelift creepy witch lady.
Yeah, she's adorable. And I've got that picture of her from slaughtering a deer, and she's got like a knife covered in blood. She's all like looking all sexy with the knife and like
I love that fucking picture.
Yeah. That cousin just graduated from college, and her brother, who was her brother Randy, my cousin Randy, he also just graduated from college. And they had a giant party for the two of them, and I got to meet a bunch of their friends.
Cool.
Who are all like
they're hot young friends.
Yeah, dude, adorable hot friends. Like holy shit. This is like I better just not even talk to anybody.
Can I have a textbook and can I sit down, please?
Yeah, for real. So that was hella fun. And then being the sober member of the family, I got to give rides home to several caravans of people. And that was fun too. Cause like there's nothing like getting in the car with a drunk
your
people.
Whole drunk family.
And then a whole carload of them, and then I just crank like Mule Skinner Blues and I'm all okay, it's the high note, everybody. They've never heard the song ever, and they all just start going woo, it was hella fun. We had so much fun. So that was all a blast, and then I came home.
Oh, wonderful.
Drove home, and it was
and now here we are.
Yeah, there's no, I'm trying to think, is there any other like crazy thing that happened? No, there's no, it was just that. It was pretty awesome though. So fuck, and so today's the double shift after the quick vacation, 5 hours away driving getaway. So it's like I'm glad tonight's show is easy.
Yeah.
That's how I think of you two in the studio. You're easy.
Yeah, easy in the studio.
Ah.
Feel it getting warmer? Or is it just me?
A little heroin?
Yeah. Hey, Chewy, don't tell them about that.
If you know what I'm saying. Hey, girl.
Don't pull the
nothing was
to
in
bar.
The coffee.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Costco probably and get it.
Mm-hmm. And Chewy will be back next week. He really misses us.
Awesome.
So fuck yeah.
Good.
Our third wing.
He said he's going to be back.
Because that's what planes need, third wings.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
We need foreheads on this thing we created.
we're like the two little fins on the side.
Yes.
Well, you're the passengers this week.
No, I think it's like a table that only has two legs, and that doesn't work. And so we stack books under the other side, and that's what you guys are. The books that are stacked under the other side.
Or like DVDs.
Yes, well, whatever you got handy.
Hey, old VHS tapes.
You know. May I use that segue, speaking of DVDs?
What's that?
Yesterday, you guys, I had to have I had a really crazy, unique experience because... I mean, it's like a bucket list thing that you don't even think of, like you would even. But I got to do the commentary for Nowhere Nevada with Brian, and Tyler, and look at the DVD menu and all the chapter things,
oh,
and the music
my
that's
God.
Playing with it, and it's gonna be awesome, dude. It's so close to being out.
I'm totally,
it's you and Brian doing the commentary.
Yeah, and Tyler.
Oh my God,
yeah. Tyler cool. talks a lot, which is awesome because.
Fuck.
That's, I think, everybody's heard me and Brian talk.
Okay.
Right, he's the director.
Tyler is the sweet gem in the three of us. But
not the director, but the film editor, the cinematography editor.
Yeah, so he's like more talking about how it's made and like, and
cool.
You know, what, the third more objective opinion.
Rick is just
that
well.
Is so fitting. Fucking exciting. So where did you record this at? Did it like
over at Tyler's place?
And it was all like, well, of course you can, dude. Because have you heard? I've heard. The bar set pretty high for me because John Waters does the best movie commentaries ever. If you buy any John Waters movie and listen to the director commentary, it is awesome.
Yeah.
He cares. And then one time I listened to a Mel Brooks movie and expected it to be as good, and it sucked. I'm like, listen, old man, shut up. I'm trying to watch the movie. And he didn't talk about anything interesting, and he was totally this boring old dude. It sucked. It was awful. And then the one for What's Up, Doc? Is but the bar set pretty high, so I wonder how you guys did.
Have you guys seen
Nowhere Nevada?
It was
official release party.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to step on you.
It's really coming. Like, we're gonna be. I didn't know we were going to be able to get the DVD. Are we going to be able to get the DVD?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In your grubby little hand.
Fuck.
It was akin to a podcast, basically, us like watching it. And we would get sidetracked and talk about stuff over what's going on in the movie. And
nice.
I was like, this band's playing, this band's playing. And then we talk about something and a couple bands would go by. And I'm like, fuck, sorry.
Right.
You know,
because
I'm trying to keep up. And it's just like doing a podcast.
Cool.
Very much like that. But watching a movie
while
you. I
always wondered how much editing went into that. Or if it's just going to be the live track.
It's just going to be the one track, dude. It's going to be simple.
So rad.
Yeah. It's just going to be, it matches up with, you know, when you start the movie, we start talking.
So I've seen the movie like five
times.
When
it ends, you go, bye, you know, or whatever. Thanks for listening.
This has been, yeah.
I mean, watching.
And then you got to put that thing about the attitudes of the people in this commentary does not necessarily reflect the attitudes of, I don't know who, because that you guys are the guys, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So. It's weird because I know I might have got the, stories inaccurate too, like parts of it, like, oh wait, that wasn't that band.
Oh, right. That's part of why I don't listen to podcasts, because I know every other week I am spouting some bald-faced lie.
Yeah,
that just feels right at the time, and I wasn't thinking about it. I might even know better.
Every once in a while.
It's cringy when you go back and you're all, that was that's on Thursday, not Friday. What a dipshit.
Yeah.
You're like,
now it looks like I don't even care.
Speaking of which, the official Nowhere Nevada release party going to be happening the weekend, the entire weekend of July 24, 5, and 6, starting with a big press conference, a showing of the film, and a big-ass show from 8:30 to 2.
And after this, is it going to be available like on Amazon or?
Yeah, I think we're doing all that.
There's going to be a... Your questions will be revealed at the press conference.
You will be able. Yes, there you go. Let's just leave it up.
But there's a big announcement and a big show.
It's not our wildest dreams, but it's feasible dreams. You know, we'll be online somewhere. You could get it.
Spunk.
I'm sure you could probably get it downloaded direct from NowhereNevada.com too, or. You can buy the hard copy DVD that's going to be really fucking sweet.
Out of the trunk of Nick's car.
No, I want something I can hold in my hand.
I want the commentary.
Actually, I do totally want to hear this commentary. I want to hear this commentary for sure.
Because I was like thinking about
it. Know them.
I really got to do some cool shit that I didn't, set out to do. I didn't think about that. And when it was all over, it was all rad, dude.
Very
just did
cool.
commentary for a DVD. You don't get to do that every day.
Well, you
got to
play that up
I hope
on the hard
someday
copy.
I get to do it again, but
you have to get the hard copy to get that,
right?
I mean, that doesn't come on the download.
Yeah, you get all
the
bonus features.
That's what the movies I really care about. I have to buy the DVD
because
I need
that
shit.
It's beautiful, you guys.
So really play that up on the I'm sure you know.
There's the title page, right, and then the. You go to the scenes, and there's like three chapter pages, like 34 chapters, but like three pages full of all these icons, and it's fucking awesome. And then there's a different song for each one you go to, and then there's the extras, which has two deleted scenes in it.
Oh my God.
So we give you a little content as well if you get the DVD.
So, all right. Well, I think it's a high time we turn to our guests. There are people here. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
That was my weekend.
Not to take anything away from that. That's awesome. I'm just trying to hurry things along.
I just suck your dick for a change.
Ooh. You have to cut that out now.
Right? No, because I could just say that. I don't have to have that on.
True.
Allegedly.
But then you could have yourself say it to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, because I need – if I did, I wouldn't have a podcast.
You like all right, look so, in the mirror, hit the button.
Yes.
Don't move your mouth.
Brian Cowell's going to play a song right now.
Nice.
We're just going to go right to the song.
Okay, Brian, is this like part
you
of your
You can set
new...
it up if you want, Brian. That's it's all you.
Is this like your – oh, sorry.
God damn it. You fucked me all up. That's it. I'm out.
Call me faggot. It's okay.
Rick, the musical talent is kind of peeved at you right now.
I'm sorry. I can't hear myself through here.
Oh, no.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I'll start over.
No, we're good. Keep going. Roll with it.
Okay.
Well, we've reached the age where there's always something watchable on TV. The internet and TiVo can bring Hollywood right to me. But are we using or abusing this plug-in drug we've bought? Distorting all our realities without a second thought. On watching those game shows, and maybe one day you'll win. Or maybe you see arms blown off in a country you never heard of before. Bosh, the following corporation. Everything I see these days keeps falling apart. It's like everything I see these days comes from Walmart. Everything I see these days keeps on falling apart. It's like everything I see these days came from Walmart. But it's all about the money, not the art. It's all about the profits, there's no heart. It's all about the money, not the art. It's all about net profits, there's no heart. And thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God that we live in the land of opportunity, where we're free to bamboozle motherfuckers as we please. As long as there's a money back guarantee. So I'm buying me some plastic, gonna save me 7 cents. Who cares if they're supporting a communist government? Because mammon is my god and money is my lord. I got rich by exploiting the poor. I got rich by exploiting the poor. Or having someone do it for me.
Brian Cowell.
Tell him, Brian.
Jeez.
How you doing, Brian?
I didn't sleep last night, but other than that, I'm okay.
Awesome. I didn't either. I had somebody come in drunk and lay herself across me multiple times, trying to lay it on the bed sideways. Yeah, that was fun.
That's someone.
Someone.
And I think Riku should just go to bed.
Yeah. Next time she does, I'm going to hit her.
Right.
I shouldn't have
sex
much
all night.
Riku should not come home drunk.
Oh, I thought you just had insomnia. You were actually getting boned.
Well, that's a good way when you can't sleep. It's a good way to pass the time.
Hey, yeah, now.
So you're, hey, so you're a little sore today?
No.
Okay.
So Brian Cowell's been playing around town. You might better remember him as the drummer for Slud Fungus.
Can you believe it? He plays guitar too?
He is a tremendous force on the guitar and singwriting and singing. Singwriting and songing?
Yes.
Yes,
sing that is what he does. Songing.
I'm a songwriter. That's what I do.
Yeah. Brian's been coming around to the open mic quite more regularly since he's moved up to town. And has been kind of killing it every week, pleasing crowds greatly, as
everybody
Elvis might
winning,
put it.
Winning contests, too.
Yes.
Like on theme nights.
Yeah, I won the tickets to go see Kevin Sagan's Lucas Young in the Wilderness and Nick here.
Fuck yeah.
And that was an awesome show. Thank you very much, Nick.
Yes,
I know you just gave it to me because I'm your friend, but it's
no.
Okay.
No, you I killed it that night.
You are my friend, but you showed up and did an
I was the
awesome
only, I was the only
song.
One you said on the page, like... It's a 420 theme, and I think there maybe one other person did something 420 theme. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't have
I think
any
you were the only
songs.
One who really
I
did
it. 420
did it
songs. Everybody hated me,
it
but
was
I won.
Intense.
He won the tickets.
We left at 5 in the morning.
I left after the second 100 song and just gave him the tickets, and when I came back.
Still playing.
He was still playing because he was committed to it.
420 to 420. It's like a telethon.
It actually sounds like a great idea for a show.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, you have fun on that show.
Yeah.
I'm not doing nothing for 12
I'll show
hours.
Up for a
Big Cyprus.
Of it.
The only thing I'd do for 12 hours would be not a Dada and not record it and pretend to have a podcast in a hotel room.
Do you like just
like have styrofoam boxes to set up like, you know, monitors and knobs and dials and have like quarter inch cables plugging into them and going to microphones and not doing a damn thing and just sitting there interviewing people as they came into the hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on in. We were expecting you. Sit down.
Yeah. Yeah. And just keep rolling
actually,
with it.
Okay. That was great.
Can or maybe secretly like just be recording it like on a shitty 4-track microphone or something.
Boombox.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ghetto blaster. Like like a serious interview. You come up with a excuse me, sir.
Right, right, right. Little tape cassette slung over my shoulder.
Are you from the past?
But at any rate, awesome.
Kev, so, we had you on since the demise of Slut Fungus.
Slut Fungus
there's
is,
been no demise.
We're just, we have babies and we're taking it slow. I still love those guys. We're still cool. We're still in bass player limbo. We have had 8 or 9 bass players over the last 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It's turned into a spinal tap kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
but you, behind, like why funny, do you waste Rory. Your time playing the drums when you could be playing guitar?
It's all the same.
It's a fun being group
out,
of guys.
Being out there like as a front man singing your songs. I think your voice is prettier than Preacher's.
I can't do what Preacher does though. No. Like I can't. No. Like if I wanted to, like I just
to
like,
just wreck his vocal.
If
chords.
It was a different band, he could be the. But not. Yeah,
I've heard him do other stuff. He did a death metal band before Slut Fungus.
No, I mean if it was a different band, you could sing. But I don't know if you want to do what he does.
That's I just fucking, I sing like the way I just sang. Like that's how I sing. That's almost as rough as I get. Like I can't really do growling or screaming.
Are you working on another project?
Yes, I have several projects.
Well, but before we move away from the fungus. There was some band in here talking shit about you guys.
Was it in Fat Fest Skeletons?
The bass player from Abandoned Minds?
I don't know.
Yes, I believe so.
They're a Carson City punk band, and they were in here, and the bass player said that he had been in Slut Fungus and that you guys were jerks.
Who was he? What's his name?
Fuck, I forget. God
damn it. Thunderbiss?
I was just thinking Johnny. It was a Carson band. So Thunderbiss, that's right, Johnny, it was Thunderbiss.
Johnny, like, we don't have a problem with Johnny. Like, I'm cool. Like, what happened was, like, he just stopped returning our calls one day. I think, like, we all assumed, like, maybe he finally listened to the lyrics and wasn't cool with it. I don't know, but, like,
I
got nothing but love for him, so whatever.
Fuck, and he didn't mention you specifically.
Well, take that, Johnny Thunderbiss. Love.
I'm sure he's down back with that, at dude.
I just like to know what's going on in Carson City, you know?
I've been there, like, cool twice stuff. Since I moved.
Oh, you don't love it as much as I love
you
it.
You left and never looked back.
Yeah.
Good oh, man. Fuck that place.
Welcome.
I like some of, some of the people there are all right, but and it has some nice surrounding like hiking areas and stuff. But
and as good. Is the it's the ancestral home of the Scafidi clan, you know.
Amen.
The Scafidi house is always a fun place, the man cave.
The ancestral home. That's what I like to think of it as.
Jeff.
What? Jeff.
Yes.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you for being so patient
sure,
with the start
no
of the show here. Jeff Jones is here to talk to us, like we mentioned last week, about RageCon, an upcoming, you explain it. This is your baby. You go with it.
Sure. This is our second year. It's a gaming tabletop convention.
God, you're so angry. Would you stop screaming at us all?
Is that not loud enough?
God, I hate how you're just like so mad and aggressive.
Yeah, our second year, it'll be June 26th to 28th at the Nugget, and we're hoping for a great turnout. We've got all things gaming, so
yeah.
RPG games, board games, a bunch of different tournaments, and this year we've added in cosplay element as well. So there'll
ooh,
be
oh,
cosplay contests, cash prizes for that.
That was a ding in the house.
Shut up!
No.
Oh, don't shut up.
No, I can't see you. That's the one I meant. No, there'll be nothing like that. This is a PG event, ladies. Well, PG-13.
There's got to be some yeah. dirty stuff. I mean, with the cosplay and the...
Right.
That's too
cosplay.
A point. Nurse cosplay and... Right. Some kind of... I don't know.
No, I have to sign. I have to sign a waiver about my language at the event. So, yeah, it's on the up and up here.
Like that you won't speak Spanish?
Exactly.
Okay.
I will speak English or die is... No, that is not the motto of RageCon. That is the motto of SOD. Check them out, Live Budokan.
I think it's funny that it's called RageCon, and Jeff is their spokesperson as one of the coolest people I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's Reno Area Gaming Extreme.
That makes so much more sense now.
So
it's still, but it's extreme, it's extreme. Jeff. You've got to like, ugh.
Hey, gaming is extreme. It's extreme nerd sport.
Dude, that's
if I,
true.
If I ever...
all you know, full contact battles of the mind.
When you fight with your significant other, do you fight like that? Well, honey, I'm really upset about stuff.
Well, I'm divorced, so that's
so, that, so you know what it's like. Do you ever get like, fuck you, I hate you, or like you're.
Oh, sure. I've got two teenage girls, so I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. God.
That vein starts pulsing on your forehead.
And they do that to me, too. So.
You don't understand me, Dad.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, honey.
That's what I was just thinking. Just like the Hulk, man.
I get a lot of, could you just be a normal dad? Because the gaming thing and all the geek stuff, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But geek
my
is cool
8-year-old
now.
Wants to game so hard, but I regularly game with a group of 30, 40-year-old men, and our games are entirely inappropriate for a small girl child to be a part of.
Well, you know.
I'm going to give her till about her teenage years, then I'll walk her through something.
You've got to tell your daughters, honey, you've got to understand this was way lamer when I was a kid.
Right.
it's much cooler now than it was. So.
Well, you can bring her by RageCon. We're trying to kind of keep a more family-friendly environment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So can they play their Axe and Blood and Naked Lady game that they play?
Well,
can they bring that?
Maybe not the Naked Lady, but sure, yeah, the Axe and Blood.
Or how about Partially Closed?
Well, I mean, and a lot of it's storytelling. Okay. It's group storytelling. You have to be sitting there and paying attention to know what's happening. You're not just going to...
I'm bored of this.
I mean, sure, if somebody stands up and goes, fuck, and throws their dice across the room or something, you'll notice that. But typically, to see the blue content in a game, you have to like kind of be sitting at the table observing, you know, the interaction and... You know, the description at the beginning of the game that, yes, I'm a nude woman wearing a bow tie walking around town holding a sword. That might not ever get brought up. Yeah, okay, that'd get brought up constantly.
It's like the one part I remember.
We are talking about geek guys.
Yeah,
that would definitely get attention.
Yeah. Those are for the home games, not the public games.
But we're going to have a lot of vendors there, probably 20 to 30 vendors. So nice. I mean, kind of all things geek and...
Now, are any of them local vendors?
Yeah, there's plenty of local vendors.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
A few people coming from Sacramento.
Nice.
We've got Victory Point Games, which is one of the bigger game companies that will be on site and demoing and selling stuff.
Nice.
John Wick, who's a game designer. He's done some RPG games and some card games, and he'll be there running some stuff and doing some panels. So
like, and as far as what's going to be there for people who are interested, we're talking game systems, miniatures, you know, all that, gaming, dice, all sorts of that kind of thing.
Yeah, all that. I mean, my passion is board games, so plenty of board game stuff. A lot of prizes.
Straight up like a Monopoly tournament kind of stuff, or?
Yeah, a little more involved than Monopoly, but.
Like Stratego.
Yeah.
Diplomacy?
What is
anything we might have heard
Monopoly
of.
Takes 4 hours. How could it be worse than that? So, like, is it something, anything we'd know of?
Oh, with a game of diplomacy, dude, I could lock myself in a room with a bunch of guys for 96 hours and not be finished.
Oh, I could do that, too.
Yeah, some of the longer. some more popular stuff, I guess, Ticket to Ride is a train-based game that's kind of in the popular world now.
Okay.
There's probably a lot of stuff that unless you're into it, you don't know.
Right. That's why it's a good opportunity to come
so like,
and
yeah, but
learn.
If you like games like Monopoly... I'm sure you'd love a lot of the stuff we do.
You mean to tell me there's upper echelon board games?
Well, yeah.
That are, absolutely.
I had no idea. So they're like, are they like expensive? Does it take 4 hours to play or is it like...
You have to be
start?
Smarter
it
than...
It depends on the game.
It does. Some are 30 minutes, some are 4 hours. So it just depends on the game system and what you want to do.
Does it like involve like computers and iPads or is it just like cards and dice shit?
It's mostly cards and dice. There are some games that are trying to break into the media... Media-friendly stuff.
But for me, a big part of the whole culture is that face-to-face people gathering together interaction. Yeah. As opposed to World of Warcraft where you're playing against, you know, 13-year-olds in Japan and a 46-year-old in Germany.
Exactly. That's the thing that draws me in. You know, I can sit down and play a computer game and I'm up against a 12-year-old and another 40-some-year-old like me and you never know.
Who doesn't have a job and has time to just sit there and do that all day?
But you know, the nice thing about the tabletop gaming is you are right across from somebody, so you get to interact, you get to tell stories, you get to have fun together. And
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
You can kill your teammates. That's a big plus.
It is a huge plus.
Does often happen sometimes. Sometimes deliberately, sometimes accidentally.
Right. But, you know, we've got RPG games like Dungeons & Dragons. Everyone's heard that. Pathfinder is kind of an off-spin of that. There will be the D&D Adventure League there. So there's lots of different role-playing stuff if you're into that.
And now you're going to have different sessions where people can sit and play a quick module of different games.
If you look at the RageCon site, we've got a lot of different scheduled stuff already.
Cool.
And then there'll probably be a lot of just add-in stuff at the end that just people come up and say, hey, can we run this? Like, yeah, we got tables. Go for it.
Right, right.
We'll have a huge game library. So if you've got some friends and free time, you can just stop by and check something out and give it a try.
Cool.
And people on site that will kind of help you run through the game system and figure it out.
And I assume Magic the Gathering will also be represented.
Yeah, we did. The first year last year, we tried to get Magic going, and it just didn't take off.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
unfortunately.
Okay.
They do a lot of tournaments in town.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unpopular locally.
Right, it's hugely popular. And so we've got some people that are running tournaments this year. Your admission cost will cover the admission to the Magic tournament. And then they're also maybe looking to do a couple other small fee kind of side tournaments too. So
I'm hoping
that takes off.
Big prizes up for grabs.
Yeah, there's a lot of play to win games that you just sit in on. You kind of learn. You don't have to win it, and you could walk home with a game. And then last year we did a rage buck thing that as you played or participated in a game, you got a rage buck, and then you could go up to the wall of games and decide, oh, that's something I'd really be interested in taking home. And you just put your name and address on the back of the buck, and we put it in for a drawing at the end.
So even if you don't win in the round you play, you can still get a shot in the raffle.
Yeah, just by participating. So,
cool.
But just kind of helps us give away all the prizes. And,
right. hey, hear that, folks? Lots of prizes.
Lots of prizes. I think we had, at least $1,000 worth of stuff last year.
Nice.
And it should be more this year. Well, you were asking before, board games are, some of these are $50, $60, $100 for one game.
Damn.
So
the world of gaming is not a cheap place.
Yeah. A lot of game companies these days are making really cool miniatures and the artwork is great. And so the visual aspect is just phenomenal with a lot of this stuff. It's not just paper money and little plastic houses.
Right. So. Yeah. Aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
What do you have against Monopoly, bro?
I don't have anything against Monopoly.
It's the first thing people go to when you say you're into gaming. Huh?
Yeah. It's, most people can wrap their head around Monopoly. But, I played it as a kid and I've just played it out. So
I know what happens.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It reminds me of what I do every day at work.
Yeah, banker always wins because he's cheating.
You do a Pathfinder campaign based on a Monopoly board.
I hate you.
I'll suggest. I don't know if it's going to fly, but we'll see.
But then, and as we've mentioned, there's going to be ongoing panels on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday discussing the world of gaming and cosplay and different
– just kind of everything geek, yeah.
Yeah.
What is the price of admission for this fest?
We do break it up into Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you just want to come one day, it's a little cheaper. But it's $40 online right now for all 3 days. So.
Oh, my God.
That's
for the whole kit and caboodle?
Yep, yep.
For three days of madness? Because if you're into this, that would be
cheap as fuck your dollar there.
Yeah, and like I said, if the Magic guys want to come on just Saturday and play the Magic, it's $20 to come in and get into those tournaments. So.
Right.
Are there any Star Wars games?
Yeah, there's tons of Star Wars games.
How could there not be?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe I'd go do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are really cool miniatures. There's role-playing games where you can, be Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader, whatever you want. Yeah, mm-hmm. So... yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of fantasy games, sci-fi games, abstract games.
Golden shower action?
No, honey.
That wasn't in Star Wars.
This is a PG-13 event, honey.
You didn't see that.
Maybe in the new movie.
Right.
A little golden shower.
Everyone drink.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think she meant the pee. But okay. I think we should drink anyway, yeah.
No, really, honey. What is a golden shower?
Oh, Riku. What is gold?
Explain. Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Like that scene in Game of Thrones that she's
like
never
in
seen.
Dungeons and Dragons in a dragon's lair with all the gold.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, exactly. Hey, girl.
See, I'm getting there.
But yeah, nerd stuff is cool. As you all know, I'm not putting the wind on myself this week because we're promoting nerdness this
right.
week.
Is a wind free.
When Rick nerds out about technical things.
I'll start talking about microphones. And I get that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Usually, when I start talking about gaming, I have to give myself
himself.
The win. But not this time.
Awesome.
Because this is a weekend of all things nerd. It's really cool. Please come out. It's a great time. Both myself and Mr. Felix Danger will be appearing.
Oh, of course Felix will be. Now, Felix is one of the coolest people in town, so if
Hell
he
yeah,
likes
he
it, it must
Felix
be cool.
Felix is also on a couple of the panels. On Saturday, let's see, the lovely Cheyenne Lee is, I believe, going to be involved in the cosplay contest that I am also emceeing. I'm not judging. I'm emceeing.
Oh, cool.
So
fuck the Reverend Rory Dow.
Hey, there she is.
There's the bumper.
God bless.
Seen her in a while.
And have I shared the big news?
That they're moving back?
Yeah.
You're pregnant.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think you did.
Yeah, Cheyenne and Zach moving back. It'll be good to have them.
We're going to have them in town again.
Totally. And who knows what kind of band shenanigans might be gotten up to.
I was listening to the Butterfly Song by Candy Shop the other day, and I love it so much.
I love that album.
Oh, God. I was riding my bike, and that song came on. I'm just like, this is the best bike ride ever.
It's the soundtrack to the end of my marriage and divorce.
The end of several marriages. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Riku listens to it all the time.
She loves it. It's the best ever.
And you know what? That is, I think, the biggest gold star that album can fucking get. Riku loves the shit out of that album.
Brian, that we were talking about, he loves that album. Every time
cool.
I see him, he's like,
Brian
he's
Cowell,
like,
who's right here?
No, Brian from Nowhere Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Brian's a Candy Shop
fan big time. Yeah, loves it.
And good, it's just the recording, it sounds great, too. You did an awesome job.
Sure, it had nothing with trying to get into it. Never mind.
I love them. It's when you have all that turmoil and some of the songs like Cheyenne, like they were so emotionally invested that she just like cried so hard she couldn't get through a take. It was like, and that got recorded. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You want the reality is really on the disc. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So, like it's hard to listen to now.
I bet.
Especially
I can only imagine.
That
Fuck.
Fucking Gautier song. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I hate that fucking song.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Always put something on that's big right now, and then you'll always hate it later.
Anyway, let's have some more music. Brian, play a song.
Play us something to cleanse my mind of that.
Cleanse our ears.
Awful song.
And memories.
All the original stuff was amazing.
No, it was still amazing. That's what made me sad. It was just so good.
It was a great project.
The lyrics were so sad, and then they were true. And fuck you, Gautier.
Johnny's selling happiness down on 4th and Wells. Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to do
it. Do it,
that's
do
so
it,
rad.
Do it, do it.
I can't believe you started that.
I think that's all I can remember the lyrics. But.
Do
you want to sing
it? God damn. I memorized these lyrics of Once Upon a Time.
We'll do a terrible version of a candy shop.
No, if you don't actually know it, I don't want to attempt it.
I know the chords.
All right, next time, I'll learn the words, and I've totally learned the words to that though. Like,
it's a
seriously,
good song.
Yeah,
I like it. Anyway,
all right, moving on. Play something for real.
With my mom in Carson City, eating breakfast at a casino as we talked. Saddam Hussein had just been found guilty. Now 2 months later, he was hung to mass applause. And I was complaining about how the people of this nation were taking pleasure as they watched the body fall. Said, with this bloodlust in our hearts, we're just as bad. And before I knew it, I was yelling at my mom. Now wait here, what am I saying? What is the meaning of this intention? What I've been outraging against has infiltrated my lips. Oh, how can this species ever be free of this breeze? Signed up for the armed forces, said he wants to make Iraq a parking lot. He came home to us 2 years later, in his eyes were the ghosts of all the kids that he had shot. He came back a changed man. He said he understands now why we never should have gone. You're the aggressor, you better make damn sure that you know just what you're fighting for. Now wait here, what am I saying? What is the meaning of my intention? What I've been outraging against has infiltrated my nest. Oh, how can this ever be free of this beast? How can the species ever be free? Roll, 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 lucky number seven. If you commit the sin in your heart, the book says that you won't go to heaven. So roll, 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 lucky number 777, 777. Oh God, no God of justice would ever allow any of us in. So we begin to build our artificial Garden of Eden, contingent and hinging on eventual Armageddon. Otherwise, all of our plans would be laid to ruin, leaving us at the mercy of the lions.
It's always like a crazy little bunny trail of different chords and moods and it jumps through and stuff.
Story.
I remember when I was so politically involved and I would end up yelling at people that didn't deserve for me to be yelling at them over stuff that nobody cared about as much as I did.
I don't recall anything like that.
Right. You weren't ever there for one of those.
Or the brunt of one of those.
It's so much better now that I don't really care.
So, Jeff, there were a couple more questions I wanted to point at you about RageCon. Sure. We can find it at RageCon.com, correct?
Yes.
At Facebook page, all that stuff. But who's putting it on? Who are the fine sponsors? Who are the people behind the show? A little spotlight on here on them. You know, yourself, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. I'm kind of heading it up. We try to run it as a we roll any of the profits into the next year convention. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of almost like a nonprofit, but the local game shops have all sponsored. So you've got Heroes Games, you've got Comic Kingdom, Merwin's, right. Nirvana from Carson City.
Nice.
And a lot of them have donated a lot of prizes for the tournaments and different Woo-hoo. Events. Yeah. So kudos to them.
Yeah.
Some of the bigger game companies that I don't know if any of your listeners have heard of, but Fantasy Flight Games, there's huge list of
sure.
Steve Jackson Games. There's just a ton that have sponsored and sent product. And
that's that's great to hear.
It is, and I've been really happy with contacting these companies. And I'm saying, yeah, we'll do it for sure. So because
I know in this industry, since it is kind of niche and nerdy, there are a lot of folks just kind of waiting around for people to say, hey, will you sponsor our show? Or, you know, looking for somewhere where they can get their name out. They're looking for that kind of advertisement.
Yeah, well, and one thing that surprised me is if you look, almost every city has some kind of convention they're trying to do now. So they get hit up a lot. So I was really happy that they sponsored us and helped us grow.
Here's a new market.
One of the bigger ones, Victory Point Games, they'll be on site, so that'll be nice.
That's excellent. Yeah. That's neat.
So they'll be able to show their stuff. If you like it, you can just buy it right there from them.
And, yeah, no folks with good product knowledge there who can talk it up.
Yeah, yeah. I think one thing I didn't mention, too, is we'll have a whole huge demo room. So a lot of these companies and smaller I've contacted a lot of Kickstarter companies. The guys just, hey, they got one idea.
Yeah.
They Kickstarted it. They wanted to get it out there. And a lot of them have sent stuff, and a few of them are coming as well. So there'll be a lot of people on site that can kind of show you their game system and run you through how to play.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple of game systems through that had either been funded that I got on Amazon later through a Kickstarter or directly through a funding effort. And yeah, some of them are cool. Some, yeah, nice try, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, a lot of those are kind of demos that they maybe produced a little too early, but yeah.
But it's neat that it's this a bizarre little niche cottage industry.
yeah, it's
Jeff. Do you want to create a game of your own? Are you into that?
Yeah, I've been trying to come up with some ideas, and I've got a couple ideas. It's just, you know, planning a convention, and you've got
I understand.
Yeah.
I was just wondering
Two
teenage daughters, and then trying to work, too. But yeah, I've got a couple ideas, and hopefully maybe next year I'll have something that I can roll out myself at the convention and show.
Right.
Yeah. There's three, four, five game designers in town that have kickstarted and had stuff in big game companies now that have bought their stuff and produced
it.
And they'll be there showing off some of their stuff. Yeah. So
Very cool.
It's nice. You know, I moved to this town 3 years ago from Sacramento area, and nothing was really organized for the gaming part.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of why I took this on. I started a meetup site, and we do a lot of stuff, local gaming there.
And so, a couple of friends, we had started chatting years ago. And, you know, it was the home games, the word of mouth, you know, kind of in the dark and secret, like in the days of the yore in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, some of those people, that's all they want, and that's great. But other people are like, well, how can I get involved with that? Or where can we meet up? And, yeah.
Play with more people, get to know it. Yeah.
Right. And then as I looked into the Reno area, the last real gaming convention, local gaming convention, was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, wow, let's give this a shot. And it worked so well last year that we're on every year now.
Did you have any protesters that think you're Satanist show up?
No, not yet.
Would you like some?
That would be kind of cool. You know, negative press
is always good press.
I can pretend.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, like Nazi skinheads with signs that say games are for fags.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't that be great?
You
really
just show
hot
up.
Nazi skinheads.
It would make it more exciting.
Edward
beaters.
Norton and you.
Yes.
D&D's of the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus hates gamers.
I mean, that is a serious critique against the whole industry, but
the whole industry, huh?
Well, of fantasy gaming, from even when it's like a Flux card playing game or Magic or a full fledged D&D type game, there is still that element out there that thinks, you know, they also think tarot cards are, you know, the devil's poker chips, you know, and shit like
you
that.
You saw the movie with Tom Hanks. Like,
yes.
Amazing.
I only effing wish it was that real, man.
What? Which one? Big?
Movie made me want to do acid.
Nick. No, it was Joe versus the Volcano.
Right? Oh, okay.
Remember what happened with the game?
Right.
But and that chick flicks movie that's coming out soon, or has that already come out? There is some movie that's based off the D&D chick flick story. If you're not familiar with it, chick flicks are those little religious tracks with the half black cover with the white block print.
Oh,
chick
tracks! Those are
excuse
horrible.
Me.
He used to give those out all the time to people.
And
back
there's one specifically about D&D that has been adapted into a movie.
I've seen it. I saw the trailer.
It's coming out sometime in the next year
It's a joke or it's serious?
I don't think the producer is on board with the Chick Tracks folks, but they love the story about the girl who grows wings and kills her best friend and does heroin and falls into the pit of hell.
That's awesome.
Like, it's all based off of a game that happened.
It's based off of those little church tracks, just them saying the devil Dungeons and Dragons is the devil's work.
Oh, when you see people say it out loud, you see how dumb it sounds.
Oh, dude, I one time was really drunk and trick-or-treating with a 9-year-old friend of mine, Don's son Trey, so you always had to have a kid so that it didn't look weird that you're trick-or-treating. And then and we were out trick-or-treating and I was an adult and he got in his bag as a 9-year-old one of those chick publication things.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it fucking said it was a story about a kid who died and then this lady, and the guy's all, well, it's okay because now little Johnny's in heaven, right, Mrs. Brown? And Mrs. Brown's all, oh, how I wish he was Johnny, but he's not. He last week I asked him if he accepted Jesus and he said no, and because he didn't, he's suffering in Satan's eternal torment. And it had pictures of like angels pitching the little kid's body into flaming abyss.
Yeah.
With all these demons waiting to grab him and rape him. And
that,
like, you know.
That picture of the angels chucking the body into the abyss is at the end of every single one of them. That is how all of the fucking stories are. If you don't accept Jesus, you're falling into fire.
I would like.
The end.
I would like, as a Christian, to point out that we were sent to spread the gospel, and gospel means good news.
There you go.
So let's get back to our mission statement, shall we?
However, as a cultural artifact, I used to collect those things, and we
had a huge collection.
Oh, God. Our house with it. It was awesome.
I still have a huge collection with lots of doubles.
They are very funny. Like the ones about tarot cards are hysterical. No, all of it is just good stuff. Good American humor.
Well, that's my next goal then. When we're protested, I know I've arrived.
Yeah.
When you that'll got be some a lot haters, of fun. You know you're a player.
Yeah. So if you don't like nerds and think we should be oppressed, you're either a jock or an evangelical.
We still love you.
If you're not either
yeah,
one
you're
of
still
the,
welcome.
If you're not ogre
don't
for
stop
Revenge of the Nerds.
The
please come to RageCon. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
June 26th, 27th, 28th. Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. It's a unique new event, and we should help it grow to help put Reno on the map. As Reno is getting put on slowly but surely.
Yeah. And you can meet Felix Danger from Nowhere, Nevada.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Rory Dowd.
Yeah.
And Reverend Rory Dowd from my 8 seconds
even
of Nowhere,
if,
Nevada.
Even if Felix was like, you didn't know who he was? He's just a cool fucking guy to meet.
Yeah,
like,
just go talk to him. He's great. And
cooler
want,
than me.
We want Reno to be known for another kind of gaming.
Yes.
You know?
Nicely put, Rick.
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the problems, believe it or not, is when you go around and talk.
You should steal that.
instantly, it's, oh, it's, what are you, poker, blackjack? What are you doing? It's like, no, it's
right.
Totally different.
I imagine you, like, me, when I talk about gaming with, say, average Joe Q public, it's,
why are you pointing at me, dude?
I was actually pointing out the window to, not you.
No, it's fine.
What do you play? Minecraft, Call of Duty? You know, it's all the MMORPG, you know, video game stuff. And quite frankly, I hate all that crap. let's have another song and then a quiz, or should skip a song and go to the quiz?
What do you think,
How many
Greg?
Songs do you have, Brian? Because your songs aren't terribly long.
I have a really short one that I can play.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right.
What does it sound like?
The same chords as the last one.
Thank you.
and motionless. My mind was wide agape, but all I was seeing I said, I'm sorry, but you have to know that I had no idea. But even they knew I did. Been the same since, with the knowledge that every time I kill a million kids, but I think it's worth it.
God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm never gonna have sex again.
Right. You and your dark, politically charged musings. For God's sakes.
Well, it's not political.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's not like a pro-life, anti-abortion, like no, bullshit, kind of in a weird way. It is totally political.
Monty Python did it like 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. It was political then too. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. Oh my God.
Yeah, it makes you think, you know?
Yeah. Hey. How about that?
Let's turn off our brains.
That, isn't that something?
Every time I jack off, baby Jesus cries.
How about that?
Look at all the babies we killed.
Look at all the babies we just killed.
Well, I'll be.
I think Bill Hicks inspired that song, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't that something?
It's fucking rad, but I'm scared now. I don't know why.
Not the person, one of his bits. He didn't, like, no, never mind.
How about that?
I was only
okay. Rick, like, hit me with 12. My music. I'm done with this game.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and germs. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our guests a series of random, interesting, and revealing questions. Are you ready to play? I will be judging you silently. Just kidding. Out loud. Ready to go. Here we are. Brian Cowell, what is the last book you read?
The unabridged, it's recently released for the first time, unedited Grimm's Fairy Tales with all the horrible dark shit that's never been translated into English.
You slut.
Are you fucking serious?
It's pretty great. This stew is made of your grandmother's blood and bones.
I'm a direct descendant of the Brothers Grimm. So.
Is it just like that movie with those guys?
No, I don't know.
No, Rick, no.
Okay. I don't watch those kind of movies.
And follow-up question to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100. How many books do you own?
100-something? I don't know. Okay. 500?
500?
Who knows?
All right, who did question? Boxes. Jeff, same questions to you. What was the last book you read?
I've been reading the Dresden series. It's
Harry Dresden?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, that was... Working on that. I think it's like 10 books or something. It's pretty long.
I've heard it's much better than the TV show.
Yeah, definitely.
And to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, how many books do you own?
Well, you know, as geek, I have a lot of it online, so...
Physical hard books.
I think Kindle books count.
No, not for this question.
I'd say 150 still, probably hard books, yeah.
Last book you read, Kindle books do count, but hard... How many books do you own? That's a sign of what kind of nerd you are. as John Waters says... If you go home with somebody and they don't have any books, don't fuck them. I think we can all agree on that. All right. What is your opinion on the bathroom door, open or closed, Brian?
I usually close it out of habit, but I don't really give a shit. Open, fine.
Closed. I've got
teenage girls.
I don't want to see what's going on there. They don't want to see what's going on here, I'm sure.
Yeah. Let's see. What would your last meal be on this earth? Whether you're getting executed or shot off to Mars, what's the last thing you're going to have cooked at 99.2%? Damn it. Never mind. Gravity. Speed of gravity. 9.2 meters per second squared. Thank you.
Totino's party pizza.
Mm.
Wow.
Just cause.
You know, yeah, and shit pizza is still every day. Pizza.
Yeah, no, Totino's are badass, actually.
They're so cheap.
It was your last meal. You wouldn't care how they came out. So.
I guess it was last meal because I'm vegetarian. I'd probably go big and go for the steak and lobster.
Yeah.
And just say, what the hell? It's over now.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of outer space, you're on a crashing spaceship. There's a life pod. It's only got two seats. You're the only pilot. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who goes with you? Jeff.
Well, I guess it has to be lover, you know? Yeah. You're going to be awfully lonely by yourself. And evidently from the last song, I don't want to be doing that by myself anymore.
B-Rai.
I guess lover because my mom loves her too.
Okay.
Oh, that's she's so sweet after you yelled at her at that at the casino.
It was an exaggeration in the song.
I
pictured it like it was real.
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
I want to say, go to him first.
All right, he's got to think about it. Jeff, all of history, fist fight. Rage.
Yeah. who wouldn't want to punch Hitler? I mean, sweet deal, yeah.
Popular answer, very popular answer.
Close to number one.
Yeah.
Like him and Bush.
Bush
Hitler.
What was that Sandler movie where the Dangerfield is shoving the pineapple up Hitler every evening?
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky, yeah.
I can't believe I know that.
Brian, back to you.
Does it have to be a specific person?
No, anybody in all
just
of history.
Any
Or if you're just going to say a bigot, it has to be more specific.
It does, in fact, have to be a specific person.
Like any pedophile priest or somebody who abuses their position of power to get
kids
or adults, really. But
that's a general class I'll let go. Because so many of their identities have gone hidden. So we'll let it go as a class.
I can't remember any specific names, but yeah.
Let's see. Well, this is an awkward segue, but what were the circumstances and age of you losing your virginity, Brian?
Mm. Oh, I think I told you the story last time I was on the podcast.
Oh, you probably did.
It's been a long time.
We don't remember.
Revised
okay,
version.
So quickie. I don't know if I told you the details, but giggity. my roommates or my friends. Girlfriend had left her phone book. This is back before everybody had a cell phone.
Oh yeah.
And
how old were you?
I don't have to answer that, do I?
Yes, that's part of the question. Don't answer a question with a question.
I was 19.
All right.
But anyway,
nothing wrong with waiting. Until
I know.
19.
Me too.
I didn't wait for anything. But anyway. So we looked up we were like bored and starting to get a little buzz, and we like looked through the book and we're like, hey, let's call a random chick and try to get her over here. And it was a joke. We didn't think anything was going to come of it, right?
And random chick came over and banged you?
Yeah.
Both?
We just called it. We were just like, hey, you want to come over and drink?
One chick for the both of you or two chicks?
No, he had a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I just was like, hey, you don't know me. I'm friends with your friend. Can you want to come over and drink screwdrivers with me? She's like, okay.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah. So we listened to 40 Ounces to Freedom. That was the soundtrack.
That's pretty spectacular, actually.
It was.
That's like Penthouse Forum awesome.
If you'd have filmed it, you'd have had a porn, instant porno.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> Jeff, yourself, same question. How old were you, sir?
Geek, late bloomer, of course. probably 18, 19 as well. Friend of a friend. She, older lady, so.
Was it a bit of a helping you out kind of scenario?
I think it probably was. look back, I probably was pitied.
Was it at her place?
It was
at her place.
It was a dinner, drinking, party, hey, you're staying over.
Girl online, freshman year, we're chatting over Telnet, invites me over to her dorm to play Where's Waldo? And I get up to her dorm room, and her sheets are Where's Waldo sheets.
Uh-huh.
I thought, I guess this is it then. And it was. 30 seconds later, I hadn't found him, but I fell asleep.
Jesus Christ. You guys, this is so much better. I mean, I just had a drunk jock crawl on top of me. It's not fun at all.
I'm sorry, Rick.
I know. It sucked.
Yeah.
But you wanted it. You were dressed like you wanted it.
Did you want to hear the story of my other virginity? Never mind.
No.
No. That's for another podcast.
That's
actually
happening after
that's
the
for
podcast.
The next
slip. Yeah, right. I was going to say, isn't that still pending? The back door, entrance or exit?
For me or for in general?
That's
exit for me.
exit for you.
But if somebody's into that, why not?
Okay. He's an open-minded fellow.
Brian?
I went through a little bit of a phase, but I don't know. It just doesn't interest me anymore.
All right, then.
Yeah.
True, honest answer right there. Nick is secretly really ooged out.
No, I'm good.
We're tossing it over.
I'm cool.
No, I'm just bringing your name up because we are. Oh, no, wait. First, what was the first album you ever bought with your own money? And that would include BMG for a penny.
It was a pack with Def Leppard, Pyromania.
Oh!
Not bad.
Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 1, and Get a Grip by Aerosmith, which, they're not the best albums, but at the
Pyromania time, was awesome.
Like, Use Your Illusion, that's like the first album I had with Fuck on it, you know? And like, that was just such a, like, wow, I'm a grown up now. I'm listening to grown up music, you know?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I like that.
Jeff.
First one I bought probably was ELO Time. I'm a little older, so.
No, it's a good pick, though. Good pick.
Yeah, a lot of my kids don't even know what vinyl is, so.
I had to have that
conversation with my kid, too, recently. We don't own it anymore. I
don't either.
Well, I have a collection. You should bring them over.
Sweet. Yes.
I even have 78s.
You can smash over somebody's head, and it looks really funny.
Right. They shatter.
My first actual cassette was Ghostbusters 2, the soundtrack.
Ah, there's an answer more belying your age. Yeah. There you go. And what was the first rock and roll show you ever went to?
Acrylic at... Insurrection Sound and Image.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
That's old,
big one was Metallica, Korn, and Kid Rock.
The record store next to that is where I found out that...
Almost died.
Yeah, I almost died. What kept me alive was, because it was my first big rock show, first of all, I didn't sleep or eat or drink the night before, and I was
you're a weirdo.
Stupid kid, you know? I'm like, I'm going to get up front for Korn, and then it'll be cool, you know? Once I get up on the railing, then I'll be fine, and I just, like, got almost up, and, like, it's just this crush of people. It's like 3Com Park in San Francisco, just masses of people, and
just
like
crushing you,
and like I was started blacking out and getting dizzy, and like holy shit, and it's like the only thing keeping me was like, I am not gonna die in a Kid Rock mosh pit before Metallica plays. I'm gonna die. If I die during Metallica, I can live with that.
Right.
You know? Korn was fucking great. I don't give a shit. It was 2000. They were fucking
amazing. No, that was when they were on the top of their game.
Yeah, and like, but yeah, Metallica was awesome. Anyway, sorry.
For me, Iron Maiden, Peace of Mind.
First
concert I went to. Me and a buddy, 15 and a half, stole his parents' car and went down and spent the night to get tickets.
If you stole a car, that's even better.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you win.
That's a huge tally in your column on that answer right there.
Wow.
I mean, I'd like to hear the answers, but we don't even need the rapid fires to decide the outcome of this. Let's go ahead anyway, Nick.
Can I ask one more regular?
Oh, yeah, one more regular.
Okay, if you could play a board game, role-playing game or whatever, with any panel you could pick out of celebrities or famous people.
Three other people.
People we would know. Who would you pick for your game?
For me, Will Wheaton has got a big online game show he does, and he's all things geek, so
yeah.
It would be sweet to play.
Dude, Wesley Crusher sucks, but Will Wheaton's awesome.
I would let him geek my all things, and I think Wesley Crusher's awesome.
It's because you're a pedophile,
dude,
right?
Dude, I am not. I want him above
age. He was just talking about a 9-year-old, so.
But, dude.
There's like outtakes of like Picard saying really dirty shit to Wesley, like, come over here and blow me, Crusher.
Oh, yeah, remember that episode where episode where he told him to sit on his face? That's really inappropriate.
Wow, I can't believe that got past the rating.
For real, that was like that time on Johnny Quest when the two boys jumped off Bandit. Remember Red Rocket?
No.
I remember South Park doing that.
That wasn't Johnny Quest.
I think I meant Haji and Johnny doing... Okay, well, anyway.
I think that was Cartman and Kyle.
That might have been one of your gay dreams.
Oh, I stole that from another podcast. Okay.
All right, fellas.
Did you say living or dead or just... Like
who would
any celebrities?
Because Brian
Dio,
I gotta say Brian has been a part of my regular 5-year game on numerous occasions. So Brian is also a
Felix
closet
Felix
nerd.
Danger is
fucking awesome to play with.
Yeah, he is.
In every respect.
He's an enormous man to play with.
Let's go with Will Wheaton and Dio on that one for the scoring.
Good answer.
Awesome. I like the Dio answer. I saw Dio live, and I swear, I think I was sterile after that concert. It was so goddamn loud.
The man who gave us this.
It was like 2 years ago.
I'm flashing the rock horns, ladies and gentlemen. The devil horns at the audience.
Fucking Motorhead, Dio, and Judas Priest all in one show. That was...
Ooh. Since this is a one-off question, I'd like to also answer it. I would also choose to have Will Wheaton in my game-playing group. I would also like to play with...
well, they only picked one, so you got to pick one.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I can't...
And you can't do mine.
Right,
we changed it from 3-1.
You're right, you did. Pick one person who I don't already play with. Oh, fuck it, I don't care. I'm the host. I need more time to think about it.
Okay,
because my number one answer is Will
You're
Wheaton.
Not even That'd playing, awesome. So we'll ask you.
I would have said Will Wheaton.
Some other we'll time. Ask you after the rapid fire, maybe you'll think of it. Or after you score or something, okay? Here we go, rapid fire. You ready?
Bring it on.
John Waters.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he'd show up if Will Wheaton was
there. D&D with John Waters would be awesome.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. Oh, fuck me. That would be so rad.
Okay.
Wesley Willis.
So in Rapid Fire, the
and
fast...
Tim Curry dressed as Frankenfurter.
Oh, I didn't even know
pre or post-stroke.
Yes!
Oh, well, if I had a game with somebody, then it'd probably be Uma Thurman. Okay. Let's get on to the Rapid Fire. Trick of Rapid Fire. Faster you answer, more points.
Better
you
your
get.
Points.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's start with Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Mm. All right. Mm.
Thank you, Brian.
Bob Dylan or Bob Marley?
Dylan.
Marley.
God, that's tough.
Wow, we're opposite here.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer?
Question
cancer.
Mark?
Okay. They're in agreement here.
Oh, let's get nerdy. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Marvel.
All right, X-Men or Avengers?
X-Men.
Avengers.
Okay. Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Arrested.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Superman.
So that's if they answered DC, then we would have done that.
Oh, but still, even if you have still an opinion on Marvel versus DC, you still have an opinion on Supes versus the Bat.
Sure. Spider-Man or anal rape?
I pick anal rape.
Riku, what do you have to say about that?
No. No, honey.
Can I have both?
I thought she was going to give you the F-bomb. That's it. Because that was a pretty gay answer to me.
Me, right. I'm sorry.
That was so Rick.
You don't have to do it now.
That was so Rick, even gay wouldn't do it.
Zang. All right, D&D or video games?
D&D.
D&D video games, but I'll say D&D.
Are you combining your answer? D&D video games?
I play a lot of Dungeons & Dragons online. My name is Battleborn on the Sarlona server. Come check
me out. Okay, that counts.
Got a completionist there.
Rory?
This is a little more of a technical, in-depth nerd question. D&D or World of Darkness?
Ooh.
They're two different gaming systems.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
probably World of Darkness.
I didn't know.
I've played D&D a lot. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I like WoD.
All right, the WoD. Yeah. Okay. Nerds out there, just they made a decision in their heads about who they like better.
Okay. That was for you nerds. Nerds! Okay, Brian?
Rick?
Donkey or walrus?
Walrus?
Boy.
Yeah, that's stump. That's a
yeah,
stumper.
Yeah, that's a stumper. Walrus.
You
why
can't
not?
Make a piano out of a donkey.
Donkey's overdone, so.
All right.
Oh, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Go ahead, Brian.
Red hair, I guess?
Yeah, I guess red hair.
My girlfriend wouldn't be too pleased.
One duck the size of a horse or 10 horses the size of ducks?
One horse the size of, the big horse.
The big duck?
The big duck, sorry.
Want lots of ducks swarming to attack a certain person.
No, it'd be little...
You both like
little
got that way wrong.
One
it's okay.
So you're choosing
the person
one giant
we're the person we're talking about can't withstand attacks from a duck.
Foul. Sorry. You've just lost some points.
No more inside jokes. I'm sorry.
Ba-dum-bum.
Okay, are you circumcised or not?
Not.
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm
sorry. Furries or bronies?
Furries.
Furries? I guess.
All right, if you can live in a world with either D&D or Star Trek, but you can have them both, which one do you pick?
For me, Star Trek.
I guess Star Trek.
I'm going to have to also come down on the side of Star Trek on that question.
Okay, and now let's get back to the other question. Who would you have at your game, Rory? Did you think about it?
Oh, God. No, I already gave you my answer.
Oh, you said John Waters. Yeah. That's right.
That's Sorry. A good one.
I was in my head, but I remember you
that
saying
that. That man is sick and twisted. John Waters. Awesome no, game.
What you do is you play a game with John Waters, you film it, and then you have him do commentary over it.
Oh, God. And then Rick blows like, fuck, I got to get windshield wipers from my computer screen. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Really, that was all decided by the Rock Show question. Jeff Jones, you are the big winner of the quiz this
awesome.
Week
nice.
With 10,427 points. Brian Cowell, an admirable score of 730.
Is that a stealing a car thing, huh?
Yeah, that just jacked that score right up there. Yeah. That was excellent.
Wow.
It was Iron Maiden. Come on.
I did have a tweaker drive me down there and back from San Francisco with no
Not
sleep.
Not as cool as stealing a car.
And you can't make up points after the game's over.
Yeah, it's yeah, done.
Tweaker.
I called it.
Everybody in Carson's on meth. That's not even special.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I was scared.
All right, Brian, as your punishment, play another song. Oh, do we just want to wrap up and then you play one on the way out?
Yeah. Oh, we never asked about your new band because I derailed
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about that too.
Well, I got two bands. One that I do singing and playing guitar in, and we don't have a name yet. That's with, I don't know if it's with Maya from Candy Shop and my buddy Lauren.
She's also a Betty Rocker now.
She's also
fucking rad.
So, yeah, that's coming along. We don't have a name yet. Lauren's an archaeologist, so he's out for weeks at a time sometimes. So,
that's
kind of
cool.
Where is he archaeology at?
In the desert.
Like nearby or like Israel?
I think so. Yeah, out in Nevada, I believe. Okay.
Ichthyosaur land and opal, fire opal land.
Yeah.
Is he looking for rocks or Native American stuff or ancient mining instruments that were lost? Or?
Yeah. They do like surveying. And last time I think he was like looking for anything that might be... I don't know. It's kind of boring. But anyway,
so
I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to say he's looking for aliens, but aliens,
he's looking for aliens.
What kind of music does that band play?
It's sort of like what I do acoustic. It's closer to that than any of my other bands have been. But it's got a tone.
And what's it called?
We don't.
There's no name. Face.
We have a couple of ideas, but they're all pretty ridiculous. And then I'm in another band that I play bass in called Murder Rock. And we are looking for a drummer. If you play drums, please get in touch with Rory or whatever. And you need a good drummer so
is
bad.
Is Murder Rock as hard as it sounds?
Yeah, it's sort of it's punk / metal, like...
dark political musings?
Hardcore?
No. It's okay. All the songs are like...
about dragons and fire and
no,
swords?
They're all about like specific horror movies. Like we got Killer Cop, They Call Her One Eye, Cemetery Man. We got all kinds of... they're all the great movies that you remember from the 70s and 80s and shit.
Very cool. The Hills Have Eyes.
I don't know if we have that one, but yeah. Like we got...
Yeah.
They're just really great, gory... fucked up songs, but it's like cinematic in its presentation, and I'm excited. The singer Fred, he's really awesome and
very
driven,
cool.
And we're all ready to go. We just need a drummer. We got a whole album's worth of shit ready.
Fuck,
very cool.
That's awesome.
Well, so taking applications now, ladies and gentlemen. Murder Rock.
Where do they hit you up? Hit you up, Brian Cowell on the Facebook?
Or? Yeah, just Brian Cowell on Facebook.
And that's C-O-W-E-L-L.
Yeah, like Simon.
Cowbell without the B.
I'm just...
I see what you did there.
He should be Brian Cowbell. That's such a great stage name.
I like Brian Falls. I like Brian Falls because it's like...
Frying balls.
I get it.
Tickle bitties. Yeah, there you go.
Some guy's listening. He's all, frying balls, dummies.
I got it
real fast.
I've been up 3 days and I got it.
Brian Falls, that's hella funny.
I love how the crickets in the new studio are so loud.
And they are actual crickets.
That's a second story window, and they're still that loud. It's like mountain crickets. They're gigantic.
All right, so let's have Brian play a song to the crickets.
Yes.
Should we just wrap up right now?
Yeah, well, let me say goodbye and let Brian.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't forget, hit up Jeff Jones and RageCon at RageCon.com. Also on their Facebook page. It's going to be next weekend, ladies and gentlemen, the 26th through 8th?
Yes.
All right, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Please check it out, All Things Nerd. It's going to be great. I got nothing else. What else is coming up? That's all I got on my board.
Oh, God. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming up this weekend, but I can't remember things, so.
Go out. Rick? It's Reno. It's fucking summertime. There's tons of shit happening. All you have to do is go outside and swing a dead cat.
I wanted to be
more interesting than that, but I just said nothing.
Rick, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm thinking I'm
going
to the lake.
Waxing dolphins?
Because I want to go to the lake. And it's been 90 degrees all week. But I'm trying to think of like what I've got going on for the
any recordings?
No, I'm just doing little stuff, and I'm working I'm nut deep nearing completion on the Eddie and the Subtitle stuff, which is so awesome. So I'm working on that every single day.
How
deep
is that?
That's got me nut deep.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, and like almost there.
Not just all the way.
Almost there. I'm two-thirds of the... One of the albums is the tapes that we got, and then the other album I have to remaster from vinyl. And so it's like it's so awesome, like just removing enough of the bad noise and bringing it up to modern levels, and it's hella fun. So that's been occupying a lot of my time, the Eddie and the Subtitle
stuff. Cool.
It's going to be so rad, you guys.
No, I'm excited, man.
Oh, fuck. And I did a cursory version of it earlier, and now this one is so much better. I have better tools for removing record static and making things sound good, and it's fucking
voodoo.
Unbelievable. So it's really awesome to be a part of bringing something back from the grave because it's gone. There's no way to
You're
get
like
it.
You're like Frankenstein.
Yeah, and
music.
It's been lost and nobody's fucking. And now I'm gonna make it available again. I'm so pleased that I get to be a part of
good
this.
Good for you,
you know
dude.
What I mean?
Seriously,
you deserve
so I've been,
it.
I've been taking that really seriously and doing that every day. So that's a big part of
Rick
what I've
been doing. Spagnola, musical archivist.
Yeah, fucking eh.
Musical forensic archivist.
You're almost like an archaeologicalist,
kind of.
Dude.
It's exactly what it's like. It's totally sound archaeology.
Forensics.
Very nice.
Well,
you should write a little diary
about
it. You
could solve crimes.
I'm trying to check Facebook while you guys are talking.
You could be on hey, don't be a dick. Focus on the show.
No, it's because I wanted to see what was happening this week. Like, the Liam Kyle Cahill is playing at that Irish pub downtown that you can't pronounce the name.
Oh, Kiel?
Kiel.
And his
the one you can't pronounce?
We like Liam. Right. He's a good guy.
That's on
good
the 13th.
Friend
and
of
it's
the
his
show.
Homecoming, so he's been on tour. And
yeah.
That's right.
Actually, the last place he was at before he left town was this podcast.
That's right. So he's...
Like, really? He did the podcast and left town the next day.
That's right.
And so, hey, go welcome him back.
Start of the tour. Maybe
great
we should get him
crowd.
Back
good
to
pull,
talk
Rick.
About how the tour was or something.
Hell
maybe
yeah.
on the phone or
At
something.
At least a phone,
we'll
yeah.
do a phone or he's such a pain in the ass to book on the show. Love
oh,
you,
yeah.
kid. Love you, Liam. Mean it.
No, I don't. And the Vampirates got back, too.
Yeah.
Tour. Oh, I thought you meant the Vampirates got back.
Oh, their
asses but then I
are hot.
Yeah, then I believe.
They are.
Then I believe Chris Fox leaves town immediately next week or something with another band.
Yeah, solo tour.
When is Spike
band.
Coming back?
He just left again.
Oh,
he's
Jesus
been
Christ.
Back. He hosted
All
the open mic 2 weeks
out
ago
for long tours, man. It's
he
amazing.
Came back, hosted the open mic, left town. He's going to come back and host the open mic again.
Fuck. Okay.
He's our man in the field as far as a host goes at the open mic. At Jub Jubs every Monday night, signups at 9:30, shows at 10, rotating cast of hosts. Please check us out. I'd like to welcome our brand new hosts, Spike McGuire, Mac Esposito, and Hannah and Cody from Lo La La. So please come check us out, ladies and gentlemen, every Monday night, Jub Jubs Thirst Parlor.
Brad! Okay, so...
Song. Brian's all, what, dear?
What were you
going
to say, right?
You didn't even say goodbye.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Me.
Let's say goodbye to the good people.
Four. Nick Ramirez.
Thank you, Rory.
Chewbacca. Dogwater Dick. Our cast of interns and our guests this week, Brian and Jeff. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies. Life is short and I love you.
Oh, my God. I gotta see you one more time. once wasn't enough for me. You were my girl for just one night, now that's a tease. Even if we went all the way. Ooh, and if you asked me to marry you, I'd say I'm not a priest. But who's the lucky fuck, and when do I get to meet him? Does this mean I ain't getting laid? You'll indulge my every kinky fantasy. Such a good little slave girl. But where will you be? Be when I'm feeling lonely all through the week. I guess I'll be on my own. Ooh, but isn't this the best shit? We're friends with benefits. We just have good sex and none of the other bullshit. The way nature intended it. Be fruitful, don't multiply. If the fetus isn't born, then he will never die. Be fruitful, don't multiply. If the fetus isn't born, then he will never die.
I fucking love you, dude.
'Doesn't seem possible an accident could happen here, does it?
Dog War Studios.
Is it worth this, boys and girls?
No.